You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anything about Northland, you know that Waipu is a lovely spot to go visit. Beautiful, solid representation of rural, delightful, beautiful, and traditional New Zealand. You know, and you've got it's a farming community up there. They even have the Highland Games up there. You know, in that area up Waipu. They also have a family of three gentlemen. And when I say gentlemen, I say young New Zealanders, who have decided to write music together, or play music together, then write music together, and then decided to maybe record together, play live, and have literally, there they are, listen. They've quite literally taken the world of heavy, grunty metal music under their armpit, and run to the very top of the heap. Congratulations to Alien Weaponry. We had them in the studio not that long ago, about a month ago, talking to us, after they'd just come back from an experience like no other New Zealand band's ever really had, I don't think. Tell us about that, Kent, documentary maker. How are you, buddy?
Good, how are you, Mikey?
Good, thanks for coming in. You have been following Alien Weaponry since...
I did the Vice doco with them at about this time last year.
And what was the focus of that? What was the point of doing that originally?
That was sort of about...
A lot about
Tereo, you know, getting Tereo out there to the world.
Because for people who don't know, Alien Weaponry are three brothers, and they sing in Tereo. Listen, have a listen now. Quite grunty, eh? He's really got a command of the language here, isn't he? It's like good old early James Hetfield, like. A bit of bite to his voice. But
That turned into a national radio series through just my getting on with the band, and they requested me to sort of go with them for their tour to Europe.
Shut up. Cool. So, and when you say for their tour to Europe, let's not forget these guys are how old?
16 Firstly, and 18.
Introduce us to the personalities of the guys in Alien Weaponry as you saw them, as you see them.
I see Ethan, the bassist, as a strong, silent type. Henry is sort of the leader of the pack. And then Lewis is the creative genius behind everything, and he's sort of the guy that forgets everything, you know, leaves his toothbrush wherever, his phone everywhere, and he goes off wandering, but he's, you know, just that amazing artist.
Wow, cool. And their ages, now they're 18 and 17, is that right?
I think Lewis might have just turned 17, and then Henry's just about to turn 19.
So just take that on board, just let that sit with yourselves, listeners, for a second. Just turned 17, and the other two are 18. Carry on.
I was just thinking about it the other day. They're like just a year older than my niece.
That's like they've played in New Zealand. They've done tours in New Zealand, and they've just toured Europe.
Yeah, and it was an amazing time. It was like spending 7 weeks with them in a caravan in a tour van. It was just like the Kiwis go on vacation sort of thing.
Were the parents along? The parents were along, eh?
Yep, mum and dad. Dad does sound, and then mum was looking after the merch.
That's so cool, man. And they really nailed it, didn't they? As the documentary shows.
Yeah, but it was like the first festival. The first show was actually in Berlin, and there's a great crowd there.
See, this is what I when I interviewed them the other week. It was just like I was amazing. Talking to them, it was like, when I was in a band, when we were doing that sort of stuff back when we were just young scallywags like that, the idea that you would even get to play overseas was amazing, let alone tour through bloody Europe and your caravan with your documentary crew. Shut up, hey. How cool.
So, yeah, then they did these festivals. Like, the first festival was in Slovenia, and there was 6,000 at the show. And as they went on, they did their...
That Slovenia stuff looks amazing, no tease.
The
castle, that's
what
the castle looking down on the town?
Yeah, the castle. And they got on the stage, and then the first song, the whole of the crowd was singing along in Treo.
Really?
This is German,
wow!
Germans and Slovenians, and they're just singing Treo, grabbing the railings and just shaking the railings.
It was like goosebumps. Some of the footage you sent us with the like the death pits, is that what they're called?
Mosh pits,
but then inside the mosh pits you have the circle of this death.
The wall of death.
Very medieval, isn't it?
Some of the footage of that is so intense.
Oh, there's this one shot of the wall of death where there's this guy in a Santa hat standing in the middle, and then like, it's like the whole sort of crowd just crash into him, and you see this hat go flying.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, some of the footage is really amazing, like some of the panning shots you got of the festival. You must have just been non-stop the whole time.
Yeah, it was like sort of at least 12 hours every day.
Mm. Ken, let me ask you this question. First time at a big metal festival?
Yes.
How'd that go for you? at a big European metal festival?
It's insane. Like, we don't realise as Kiwis how mainstream metal is in Europe. It's huge. It's intergenerational. You'll see granddads with their big sort of leather jackets on with all their patches, and they've got their little three-year-old walking along with them.
Yeah.
And little three-year-olds wearing a kid-sized Metallica t-shirt.
I kind of love that about it. Like, some of the shots of all the people that went through, it's got such a, like, definitive style.
I remember seeing Motorhead at the St. James when they played here, and as people walking out, going, look at this, there's couples in love with each other and families have all turned up. This is like
a
picnic in the Domain or something like that. It's amazing. And that particular festival that was sort of the highlight of the trip was the Wacken Festival, wasn't it? Which the guys in Alien Weaponry, like, when they were young, so like before they were 16, 17, had this dream that when they put, had this dream, had this sort of this goal. There was a focused goal, wasn't it, to get to play at the Wacken Festival. And boom, they did it when they were like 18, 17. That's so crazy. And just to go back to what you're saying about intergenerational stuff, that particular Wacken Festival was the one where nearby a local rest home had two guys went missing from the rest home, and they found them because they'd gone to the Wacken Festival. Hey.
Yeah, we didn't see them wandering around.
I'm just saying, but that just gives you a good idea of the chef. Just get over there, bloody. She's a young New Zealand man.
Wacken was actually quite a hard one to shoot.
Sorry, Wacken.
Just because it's just so massive. I put a drone up to try and get it, but I couldn't get the scale of how big it was.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
It's crazy. And some of the other when we were watching it before, shots between like where they've grown up and where they work and where they go to school versus like these European
these extreme cuts you've done where it's gone from to just it's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so good, dude. So
it really gives like a context to what their life's like and how extraordinary it was to like go.
It's amazing that these guys have done that, and they're such good dudes, aren't they? Good, they're solid dudes. Good to travel with. Not wankers, Kent. They're not listening.
One thing I thought going into it wasn't something that was prominent in my mind was conflict, and you know, that might be interesting. But
yeah, just for three guys that age, for three young New Zealanders that age, to go away for 7 weeks and not have a massive argument about something.
Well, there's little spats, but the most interesting thing is the oneness of who they are. They have these little spats, but they get on with it, and then it's like, okay, this is the big goal. Mm. We're all going towards this together.
Mm.
And they're quite a strong, tight group. I mean, not just the band, but you know, the support crew.
Yeah.
They're really amazing.
Awesome. When's it coming out?
Watch it now. Can you give us a copy now?
It comes out on National Radio's website.
Can you give us a copy now? On Monday.
It comes out on National Radio website on Monday.
Yes.
If people want to catch it. And it's a series, isn't it?
It's a 10-part series.
Just drip feed us, eh? Why don't you?
Is it all out at once?
I don't think it is.
Okay,
I think it all comes out once. And it has, you know, it has peaks and troughs naturally through the whole. It's edited chronologically through the tour, and
so you were editing it and sending it back.
No, I had an amazing editor here. He's done Mike Ogle. If you're listening, you're amazing.
Love you, Mike Ogle.
He spent three months on it.
And were you sending footage back while you were away, though, and he was editing it back here?
No, I had to hold on to the footage halfway through. I sent footage back.
So you lost half of it or something.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Imagine that. All right, well, thank you very much for coming in.
I'm so excited to see this doco, man, because I'm really excited for those guys. I think the music's amazing. And I think, wow, man, Could New Zealand musicians just stop achieving such gargantuan goals at the moment? I mean, where to from here for Alien Weaponry, do you think, just on the quiet, say no more, they're not listening?
Last year they played
headlined the tour through Australia, through America as well too, didn't they?
They just did Ministry. So right. Hanging out with Al Gordon.
Jesus, did they?
Yeah.
So all three of them came back?
Yeah. So, this year it's really? The main stages of all those festivals.
The main stages?
Yeah.
The main stages they're playing?
They're doing it all again. Wow. Europe again.
Carp high to that. Hey, excellent. I'm so stoked for them. Yeah. Are you going to go with them again? You're part of the band now,
Kent,
let's be honest.
We're trying to figure stuff out, so hopefully there's more of the story to tell.
Hey, well, congratulations on what looks so far, the bits that we've seen, to be a fantastic documentary. And hell, I mean, as a filmmaker, how what an amazing experience for you to be able to be part of.
Oh, it's one of the best things I've done in my life, I think. It's amazing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.